we calculated the crop water stress index, CWSI, in Midwest agroecosystems at the National Laboratory of Agriculture and the Environment in Ames, in Iowa. We therefore chose three sites in central Iowa, two fields with corn and soybean in annual rotation, and a reconstructed prairie site where we had permanent Eddyflex stations and infrared thermocouple sensors, which took continuous 50-minute data sets from 2006 to 15. And then we calculated the crop water stress index, CWSI, for July and August. As a reminder, the weather conditions in Iowa can be quite contrasting among years, and so we can have high rainfall in spring and then followed by a dry or a wet summer, and we have high variation also in T-min and T-max. So by that, this was pretty good to calculate the CWSI. We used the approach of Jackson from 81 and 88, where we calculated the lower boundary and set the upper boundary to 5 degrees Celsius, and then calculated the CWSI as the difference between canopy and air temperature, which is then related to the lower and the upper boundary. When we look at the crop water stress index among years and crops, we saw a strong variation. And these red areas show literature reference where it's said to be that surpassing that certain point, you have decreased yield. So this was the first indicator for us that we may have had a crop water stress. When we then related the crop water stress index to volumetric water content, we saw a reduction in CWSI with increasing soil moisture in the prairie, but that was not so linear in corn and soybean. Especially in corn, we saw an increase at very low volumetric water contents, but also at high values. So that showed us that the CWSI was able to capture stress by both the excess of water, but also drought. Then we related it to carbon uptake, and we saw that we had a reduction in NEP, net ecosystem production, at all three sites with increasing CWSI. But I also want to stress my little outlier points there, because they probably show also the limitation of that approach. So we only calculated CWSI when we had full canopy coverage in July and August, but we have other influencing factors in Iowa, like, as I said before, the increased spring rainfall, which has an influence. And this is not then captured in the time when we calculated this crop water stress index. And in addition, we have different footprints. We have an IRT sensor, which measures a certain plant area. We have a volumetric water sensor, which measures a certain volume of soil, and we have the footprint of the carbon flux sensors, and that these three not always match, of course, and this is also a source of error. And to summarize, we calculated the crop water stress index using IRT sensor, Eddyflux, and meteorological data. We saw that CWSI could indicate stress in rain-fed corn, soybean, and prairie sites induced by both by dry and very wet soil moisture conditions, and carbon uptake was reduced with increasing CWSI, which would be an indicator that water was a limiting factor for plant growth.